Okay. You got it? Okay. The second issue was Havimori, Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas. The second issue was Daniel Shadim, as Yeshua follows. Okay, because I wanted to do one more shir in Yad Yoma for Shavuos, and also we have to do Parsha, because this week is a 3-day Yantif, so if you don't do Parsha now, you've missed it. So we'll do that. So we'll spend a little part of this packet, the other packet. Okay, and then when we come back, we're going to have the disposable, and hopefully I'll have, I made my own cheshbon packets on that, so that I could give out, hopefully, as a shim. So that's the 40-page packet on disposable. Now I'm going to say it over, more quickly, Shavuos night, because I only get an hour of Shavuos night, and then we can spend more time post Shavuos doing it. This way, the people who aren't here for Shavuos night could hear it. Okay. So there's a fascinating discussion in the postkin, which really I never looked into till this year. It's not that it's so nogea for us, but it's still an interesting topic. We know there's a din in Masechta Beitzah. Beitzah should all be yontif. If an egg is born a yontif, so Beisham Yomim Teyachu Beisilha says you're not allowed to eat it. The Beitzah should all be yontif. And there are different reasons. One reason is that maybe my skin, we're talking about some melts lachila. Yeah. Maybe the question of buksa. All I'm talking about some melts of the other mates. So it's talking about a tanagolas that you plan to keep alive to lay eggs. And so it's not an oichel. Rav Shachter points out, it's not an oichel. If it gives birth on Shabbos or Yontif, then it's muktzah, because you were machzedas. You weren't planning to eat this tarnagolas, so anything the tarnagolas creates, you also had in mind not to eat. And if you hold the din muktzah, that's something you machzedas before Yontif, you can't eat on Yontif, then it's a din muktzah. So Beitza Shanol de Yontif, according to Beis Hillel, is muktzah, and muktzah is awesome. That was one reason. Then the Gemara says, no, but he's saying it's spoken about a Targoros or Medicine God, no Beitza. Because it's a Targoros or Medicine Lachila, then you're planning to eat it. Right, but it's the whole thing is it's an ochel. Yeah, you plan to eat it. So anything that will produce is also eaten. So he says that the basilica of Yehuda. Then the Gemara says that was the. So according to Beis Hillel, even the muktzah shabbos is a problem. And that was the first. And then the Gemara says at the bottom of Beis Hamikdash, 2 lines from the bottom, Gzeirah Mishum Peiros Hanoshim, that the halacha is if you have a tree and you have apples on the tree and some of the apples fall off. So could you eat those apples on Shabbos Yontif? You don't have to pluck it. It fell off by itself. We're afraid if you can eat an apple, you're going to be so enjoying the apple. So then you want to go and eat another apple. That apple you'll pluck from the tree. So even though that reason doesn't apply here by Beitza Shenolda, because you're not going to pluck it from the, right? But still, it's going to be similar to that construct of Paris and Ocean. And then the Gemara says here in Gimel Amud Aleph, Zerim Shumashkin Shazov. That if you have a thing that it oozes, liquid oozes out, Mashkin Shazovu, so then so you're not allowed to have that on Shabbos or Yom Tov because you might come to squeeze to bring in more. So Beit HaShenolda is certainly awesome. So the question is, that's all, should there be any difference between a Beit HaShenolda and milk that comes out? Well, she's saying the same thing. Milk that comes out could be mukta, it could nola, it could be mashke shazovu, it could be peiros. All those reasons that apply to beitza might apply to if a guy milks cows and you want to get that milk from him. So maybe the same surim that applied to Beitza Shenolda would apply to the Cholov as well? Or is there a reason to be mechalik between Beitza and others? So that's the question. So let's look at the Mariel. So is it more chomer or more kal?
Okay,
yeah, right. And it's still us.
And it's
totally
come out of the milk comes out.
Most of it is. So let's see. So he says, Mari Segel Hayamora Hete Lecho Hacholov Shenech Nechlova Biyom Rishon Shal Shavuos. In other words, if somebody milked a cow on Yom Rishon Shel Shavuos, you can eat it. You can eat them. Drink the milk. You can make cheesecake out of it. Well, I don't know if make cheesecake or if it became. I don't know because cheesecake. Remember, Godwin might be okay. So take out that statement that I made. Let's say we'll see. So he says, "Can drink it." Okay. And what if it was Nechlava on the shot like this year, Shabbos, on Shabbos before Shabbos shalfan of Hey Sivan, al yegoy lo ochlo biyom. So he says on Yom. So then you can eat it on Yom Sheni shal Shavuos. Bamad isa behagav oshri saying the ainud mosul lebeitza. It's different than beitza. Why? Mishum shiyesh hetek gabe cholov amiris goy mishum tzar bar lechayim. First of all, there's a heter for Tzar Bar Lechaim to milk. Right? Yeah, okay. Let's see. Right.
That's the reason.
Why he's looking for the food.
He's reason for it, but then.
But if.
Okay.
So since he always has in mind that the milk is going to be removed, he's not Mesir Das, because he's going to know that sometimes he's going to have to tell a goy to remove the milk for Tzar Balechayim. Asha'in King Gabi Beitza. So he's saying that it's more calm. It's more calm.
Cows produce the milk. You have to milk a cow a couple times a day. Cows produce the milk on Yom Kippur, as opposed to the egg, which Mark tells us was completed the day before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. And the Marshal has a tshuva here on page 7. Cholov shechol ba goya b'shabbos or b'yontov ishar lasos b'menu pladin b'chag shavuos alo. What is pladin? It's some type of look it up. What is pladin? some type of milchik pudding or something. So he has a whole tshuva. And he writes, and he quotes the Mariel, the Drasha's Mariel. And on page 8, Drasha's Mariel Kosov has butter. And he says, and he says, Bushinama Sirdas. And he says the pshat of the Mariel is even if it was mechlav on the first day, you can even eat it on the first day. He says because a beitza is nolda barishon is nachelas b'sheni because it's mamanushach one day is chol because it's fake of the yom. So it's mashma that cholav he's being more mekel that if it's mechlav on the first day, you could even eat it on the first day of shavuos. Because he can't say that he only meant to be matter in Yontif Sheni. He can't allow Beitza Gufa to know that Rishon is Shari B'Sheni. Is Masha that he's saying a bigger Kula. And then he speaks about the Yamshal Shlomo in the beginning of the Beitzot Siman Aleph. He quotes these Makoros as well. Quotes the Mariel, etc. And in the Shalah HaKadosh on page 15 is the Sharblat. And going over to page 16, the Shalah HaKadosh says, he says, Yudzayin, Hagon, second arrow, on page 16. Hagon Marshal, Hiter Acholav Shenechlu B'yom Tavrishon. Shavuol Ochlo B'Oso Yom. Yom Tavrishon of Shavuos. If Nechlo B'Shabbos L'Tnei Vav, he's Eilu Ochlo Ad Yom Tavshein. B'Shabbos more chomer. But on Yom Tav itself, he says it's Mutter. And the Mariel permitted it also. In the Nachla Shiva, there's a tshuva. You know, that's a famous sefer, Nachla Shiva, on, you know, shtaros and things like this. So, but it is tshuvas to the Nachla Shiva. Well, the Sharblah is on page 17, and then the tshuva is right after that. So he has a tshuva on that topic as well. So he says, he quotes all these posts with Mekel, but he says that he doesn't think he should be Mekel. He says he thinks you shouldn't rely on these coolers. And he thinks that they will only matter on if it was on Yom Rishon, you could eat it on Yom Shein. Because it doesn't have any more coolers than Beitza. And he quotes the Tshuvas Maran Lublin. On page 21, he says, Shekein Reisi Ba'asa Demori Balataz Nogim Hetel Ochlo Biyom Risha. But Rova Mekomos Reisi Machmirin Ve'enim Ochlim Racha Nechlov Me'er Vyontif. In other words, he thinks that, in other words, these svaras that the Mariel had, he says he doesn't think you should, that's the Iker Halacha. Says Rova Mekomos Reisi Machmirin Ve'enim Ochlim Racha He says, I wouldn't make a macha, right? But still, but I'm not looking to give a kula either. So he's not to Lechumra. And if you look in the Marshag on page 23, the Marshag is the Talmud of the Maram Shik on page 23. So the Marshag in the Chelek Beis, Siman Pei Beis, Os Beis, says, Odos Mashashal Malos Kavod also. You see, Marsha got this as a shayla. I don't know how many rabbanim today are getting shaylas on Shavuos about if somebody milks the. But he said that they asked him. Marsha shol ma'os kavod beinian hachalav shenachla biyontav shalotzeres dai shayta. He said it was the same that we have this year, that it was a Sunday Shavuos, and he got the shayla. Tamata Moshe Vashla Hitiru, Ibnismo Halem, the Daiti Ein Lahatin may come to Omin, may minig Baal Melechol, the Shavuos Hall of Ein Lahatin Dover, Shadas Torah, Noite Lesser, Kane Daiti. So he thinks that the simple shot is, it's like Beit Sashanova. In other words, because there's another svara that, Ramasir Das, and this, okay. But he doesn't think they're compelling. And he says, and the Marshal also, the Yamshel Shlomo, page 13, the second hour writes, the bottom paragraph, Odes Eil Dvav De'ena Domna Lebeitza She'ena Obedes B'chol Yom L'Holi Beitza. In other words, an animal, a targol is not always going to be holy baits every day. In other words, besides it's a sar balachai, but it's more regilus that every day they're gonna give milk or need to give milk or to be mako because you're not masir das. And then it's also sar balachai, but the regilus of an animal is every day there's milk. But he thinks that you shouldn't be making on the cholov that was milked on Shabbos. Because it's mashkin shazovel. And beyond the veil hachmir, machat shar be ochol nefesh. But he says yantiv you can be making. So anytime anything that was milked on Yontif is mutter to eat, even Boba Yom. You don't have to wait till Yom Tzusheni. But Yom Tzusheni, that's by Beitza. So,
I think
what he like he said.
It's only because that's where the conceit is.
Right, exactly.
So the rule would be absolutely
the rule would be the same rule, right? Wouldn't be as you know, and that's what the Marashag said. You know, I'm not going to be more mako for this minug of eating to be mako on this thing.
Shulchan Aruch has lots of propositions. Number one, in Shulchan, the Rama says that it's going to be on the first day of Shavuos. It doesn't say on Shavuos.
Right.
I didn't see anybody else to mention about that.
Because the Ramah Shitasim was the Ramah says, Rav likes to go to Ramah, that it's Zechen Shtei Halechem. Because if you can have milk, it means you have to have a separate loaf for the milk and a separate loaf for the meat, and the day is
there.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, milking, Ramah says, Minagdin, it's permitted to milk that night, but it's Minag not to be allowed on the first day. Not on the first day. Ikaradin, it's allowed, but on the second day, we are. That's the Ramah's position.
Yeah.
So you can find it with Shuas, it says, you know, on the first day, it doesn't apply at all. And others say, no, we can't do that. So there are Shuas.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is all Ali Day Akhm.
Yeah.
This is all Ali Day Akhm.
So, we're not related, it's not you.
Not
you. So,
this is Ali Day Akhm.
This is Ali Day Akhm, yeah. It's
related, it's not. Yeah, Ali Day Akhm, so then it's Ali Day Akhm, so then it's only a shayla of the Mukta shayla, not the Malacha shayla. So, it's a Mukta shayla, because even if the Akhm was the baby, still considered mukta because it's even siyach das. So they say, no, you have a siyach das because you always need to, milk is always has to come out.
So what happens when Eric Gunther had in mind that I wanted to specifically
set it aside? No, you mean a jute for a jute? Yeah, yeah, but there's, then it's a shayla. Yeah, but then there's the malach aspect.
And so then am I
you're going.
Milk itself, no water itself. If
so that, right, so that was so these poskim, Mariel and the Marshal, are saying that even if you didn't have, but you always have in mind the milk because that's a normal thing that it's always being milked every day. It's not like Beitza, where it's you know, it's once a yovel, so to speak. It's not a, it's common. It's just there's no hesach hadas. So that was his kiddush, and the others, the Maram Lublin. They said, no, it's the same as Bates. Now,
if it's memachek, would there be a heter to milk?
I mean, you do get all the goy.
Okay.
So, mainly if it's disha or memachek or whatever it is, you do all the goy, so then it's a shvusser.
Right, okay.
Okay. Now,
Russian says, "My goal is also and constantly having your fast constantly says." So, how does the fact that I know that it's going to go, and at the end of the day, it's nobody, it's not there, it's not satisfied.
Right.
So whether, fast, or whether it's active fast or just, I know I'm going to be at the end of the day, there are young people who know there, and I know it's there, and therefore, we're going to be able to have a fast time, even if that was.
Right, but you know that it's still in mind because the mice says just have to, it's being produced, being produced every day. Yeah, because you don't have das really, but it doesn't exist. Right, right. You're saying maybe there's a chilek between something that doesn't exist but comes on a regular basis. So even and therefore maybe that you could have das. If it's the regulus, like you said, but they're under every day. Oh, and just to see one more point on this topic, I remember Rav Gadal Oberlin once pointed out that even though the post of the Ramah says this reason, the earliest reason given in the poskim for milk on Shavuos is in the Kolbo, on page 24, 25, 26. That the Torah is sweet like milk and honey. So Mamela, that's how the minig developed. And that's what the Degel Machne Ephraim, page 27, going over to page 28, says in Anupshat, the famous Gemara in the Darim. that Yerushalayim is destroyed, so you know what he says? A lot of different pshatim. He says, "Haynu shalom berachu brichas v'harevna." Shu berachu yishon shabarachu melator b'boker. Upela says, but Torah is that. So you see that the special did by Torah. That's the famous taz, the famous egle tal. That if a person takes a taz is a famous psak. If I take a shvua that I can't get hanah from you, so I can't eat. I can't eat in your house. I can't eat the food. But I can still use your lulav, because mitzvah slav lehenosmit. But the Taz says, but I can't use your sfar. Because if I can't get hanah, by Talmud Torah, mitzvah lehenos. The whole point of Talmud Torah is the hanah from Talmud Torah. And that's what the Egle Tal, the famous Hakdama to the Egle Tal, says that people think that it's shalom lishma when you're learning and you're enjoying the learning. Says no, just the opposite. That's the ikar of learning, is the geshmak from the learning, the hanor from the learning, and that's harevna. That's the kolbo's pshat in the milchiks on the, you know, if you need some milk, so if you have a cow in the backyard. I remember, I was once in this dorm, and there was a fellow who had a goat or something.
Yeah, a goat.
Goat, right? You were there. Goat. That was before the security here was so, you know. I don't know if they had ID for the goat, but, but I was here, upstairs. He has a goat. He had a goat in the hallway. It was in the shacht, the goat. But, so if you have some, that was before the days of Chicago. I tech security here in Shiva. Now you don't have to be a goat even, and you have difficulty to get it. Okay, so I'm going to take a 2-minute break, and we're going to have a parshas for Midbar. We're continuing, Be'ez Hashem, the shiurim on disposable items in Halacha, on Isru Chag, on Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem, Abolei Nutova, at 11 o'clock. Yeah, I quoted him.
Yeah, he has an earlier source. He says original source is that he used to eat bagel. They had a milk plus a food called the question.
Yeah.
They used to eat bagel with milk. But
yeah, but he says the kolbo is the original source of the gosh to follow up.
Yeah.
Okay, I wish everyone a chakra. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and then we're going to have Parshas Shavua on Midbar. So, So they would put it into the, I guess they would put the milk into the ingredients. Yeah. What? Yeah, okay. 2-minute break, and we'll do a parsha for Midbar.
Well, I sat up pretty last night. After the game, sorry,
to
where you then are. I mean, one of the things I was thinking, ready for.
But what do you think?
Does
anybody know the spark?
I think they do. Right.
Well, specifics are custom. So I know Spartan, I don't think it's that, but found the minute.
No, you're feeding milk, it's needed.
I think that's what everyone does.
No, and then we're in their homes. The Spartan, it's not sure. It probably doesn't mention it.
Right. What about Seattle? What about Sparta? I don't know. It's interesting. I have a Talmud in Seattle. He says in Seattle, in the Sparta community in Seattle, they have milkups at Shabbos for lunch every week. Interesting. Yeah. I should look into the Sephardic approach to Shavuos.
First, let's start with the fish on Shabbos.
Yeah.